Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
When I am masturbating, I get close to having an orgasm, but I don't come. Why is that?
Although we often talk about difficulty experiencing orgasm during intercourse, less is said about how often or rarely women or men experience orgasm during other types of sex, including masturbation by oneself. A 2005 study of more than 2,000 women found that about 14% of women said they never or rarely experienced orgasm when they masturbate. This is very close to the 16% of women who generally report never or rarely having orgasms during intercourse. In contrast, about twice as many women report having orgasms always during masturbation as compared with always during intercourse. Specifically, the same study found that 34% of women said that they always orgasm during masturbation compared to 14% of women who report always having orgasms during intercourse. So why don't more women have orgasms during masturbation? In part, it can be a woman's mindset. I've heard from some women who masturbate because they think they should and not because they want to. If a woman's mind is elsewhere and not particularly focused on sexual thoughts or feelings or fantasies, then it may be more difficult for her to experience sexual pleasure or orgasm. Other times, women are still learning to touch their bodies in ways that feel good to them and that promote pleasure or orgasm. Spending time learning about one's own body can help a woman to become more familiar with what kind of touch she enjoys. Other women feel limited by how they respond to touch. Some are afraid to let go. Some feel overwhelmed by pleasurable genital sensations and stop whenever those feelings build up. Other times, sexual guilt or shame or body image issues can interfere with a woman's ability to relax, let go, and experience sexual touch, even when it's her own touch. Reading a book like Becoming Orgasmic or Because It Feels Good may help expose women to a variety of positive, pleasure-focused ideas about sex and masturbation, and may also help to give her sufficient ideas and ways to practice opening herself to pleasure. You can learn more about these books and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I recently realized that portions of my frenulum are detached from the tip of my penis, and there's white scar tissue on the head of my penis and my foreskin. At times, I experience slight pain and irritation. Is the situation serious?
The frenulum is tissue on the midline of a man's penis. It's filled with blood vessels, and when torn during masturbation or sex with a partner, may result in a little bit of bleeding and pain or irritation. Often, men find that if they keep the cut clean, apply an over-the-counter antibiotic cream, and avoid further irritation from partner sex or masturbation, that it will heal on its own within a few days or as long as a week or two. After it heals, most men find that they can comfortably return to an active sex life without further pain or tearing. Men who have a more significant tear or pain, whose cut doesn't seem to heal well, or who have concerns about the tear should, of course, check in with their healthcare provider. That said, there are other causes of white tissue on a man's penis. Some skin conditions, such as one called lichen sclerosis, can result in white areas of skin or in painful or uncomfortable erections or difficulty retracting a man's foreskin. We are not medical doctors and cannot diagnose you. However, given that you've noticed white patches of skin on your penis and that you sometimes experience painful irritation, we recommend that you make an appointment with a healthcare provider to discuss these symptoms. Either a general internist or a dermatologist should be able to help you. It's a good idea to talk with a doctor about these symptoms rather than to ignore them, as some conditions worsen if they're left untreated.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.